telling us many of the halachas. The Gemara tells us in the first parak in Chagiga that when the Jewish people came to the Oel HaRegel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, there was an obligation to bring three different korbanos. So only the men were obligated to be Oel HaRegel, Yerokol Zuchurcha. The women were not obligated to the Oel HaRegel. We can understand why. Most of the women would either be pregnant or nursing, so they wouldn't be able to climb up these stairs. So the women were not obligated to the Oel HaRegel. The men who are obligated to the Oel HaRegel, that they come into the Azorah, and the Torah says, Leiro fanai rekam. They're not permitted to enter the Azorah empty-handed. Empty-handed means you have to bring a korban oel HaSriah. If you can afford it, you pay for your own oel HaSriah. If you can't afford it, you get 100 people to chip in. Each one gives a dollar, so you bring one korban for $100, or probably $1,000, not $100. Everybody chips in $10, and then you buy one korban oel HaSriah. If a person can afford it, ish kimatan siyod kibirkas hashem lakecha shenal salach, if a person is wealthy, they're going to bring 10 oel HaSriah. There's no minimum. There's no maximum. You can bring 10 oel HaSriah. You're even allowed to bring all 10 on Yontif, even though it's a malacha, and even on the Ikeret Din, all you have to bring is one. But the Gemara says, if you want to bring 10 on Yontif, it's Decha Yontif also. It's not Decha Shabbos. Then there was a Shalmei Simcha that they had a, it's not enough to bring the Shalmei Simcha again. Shalmei Simcha, if you have a big family and you can afford it, so you buy a Shalmei Simcha and you eat it with your family. If you can't afford it, you chip in, you join together with other people. So you can have 100 people together. But it's not enough by the Shalmei Simcha. It's not enough just to be Bal HaKorban. By the Oel HaSriah, you have to be the Bal HaKorban that's being offered. By the Shalmei Simcha, you have to eat it. You have to eat the Shalmei Simcha. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, where the women are obligated to eat Shalmei Simcha, where the women are obligated in Simchas Yontif. The Pasuk in Chumash says, Shamach da'ata v'ager v'yosem almana, ata bincha v'itecho. So it says v'itecho, it says almana. So it sounds like women are obligated in Simcha. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. So the other Chachamim in the Gemara, Tanoim, Aroim, it's a question of who they are. So the other opinion is no. Isha b'ayla m'samcha. The husband or the wealthy man has an obligation to do simcha, to be misamech, that he has to offer the women flesh. If they don't want it, they don't have to eat the flesh. But I'm not yetze simcha. If I just eat and drink and be merry, the Rambam calls that simcha sakeris. So you have to be able to offer the shalmei simcha to your wife and to your daughters and to the almana. If they don't want to eat it, they don't have to eat it. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. That's a machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid, where the women are chayv and simcha and yontif. Some of you may be familiar, that's the first shuv and shuv is Rabbi Kivega. Usually when a person would write a volume of Shadus to Jews, you would think he would put the best knockout tshuva first. Rabbi Kivega puts the weakest tshuva first, the silliest tshuva first. That the family is benching on Yontif and somebody forgot Yal V'Yovai, and someone said you have to bench over again, because the Gemara said you have to bench over. So someone said, no, I remember my father was a very learned man and we once forgot Yal V'Yovai, and he said you don't have to bench over. Rabbi Kivega says you remember wrong. The din is in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Then is if you forget Yalav Yalav Yant, you have to bench over. And then he has a long footnote, P.S. Maybe there is something to it. Maybe the women are not mechuyev in simcha. Maybe the only reason why you're obligated to eat a meal on Yantav is because of simcha. Maybe if women are not chayev in simcha, so maybe the ma'aser shohei was that the women, the girl's father had such a lom d'shehed, that the women who forgot Yalav Yalav, maybe they don't have to bench over again. Rabbi Kivega himself is not happy with the idea, because on Chol HaMoed there's a chiyuv simcha, the same as Yontif, and you don't have to bench over on Chol HaMoed. So you see that the obligation to eat a meal on Yontif is not based on simcha, it's based on oinig, based on kibbutz oinig would appear. But that's the first tshuva in Rabbi Kivega. So that's, you have to bring oel HaSriah and shalmei simcha, and then you have to bring shalmei chagiga, v'chagoy samos, v'chag v'ashem, you have to bring shalmei chagiga as well. The shalmei chagiga, you don't have to eat. Shalmei chagiga, you have to be the balak korban. You have to have a chelik. You have to be an owner, either part owner or full owner of the shlamim. Then with that makriv, you yotze. Someone has to eat it. I don't have to eat it. But the shalmei simcha, you're only yotze if you eat it. I have nothing to add. The tour guide gave a very beautiful explanation of everything, and this is beautiful. This is what we hope to see in the near future. Elder Jews being oel HaRegel. I enjoyed the tour very much.
Okay. I think we'll just go down and then we'll figure out...